Welcome to Nick's podcast, The Insanity of God. We pray that God will bless you in what you're about to hear. All over the world, even today, I meet up with military people from the Western countries. And we share meals together, and we invite them into our compounds or our homes, and we tell them how much we appreciate their sacrifice. And this might sound odd to you, but this is my response to them. This is my apology to them. When I meet especially U.S. military around the world, I apologize to them for putting their life on the line and risking their blood in going to places that the church has failed to go. Now, we can tell ourselves the story right now. You can imagine right now. Run that tape in your head of where we are having to fight wars. The places where the church has failed to do what Jesus has called to do, has called us to do. And when you look at the cost of killing people compared to the cost of sharing Jesus with them and seeing them enter the kingdom of God, I mean, if no other argument works with Westerners, if you want to lower your taxes, send workers to the Muslim world, because it's much more financially feasible to win them to Jesus than to kill them in terms of millions and millions of dollars. But see, again, but the real internal issue for me is there was a point when I came out of Somalia and Ruth and I sit with the boys. And we said to Tim, and we said to Shane, and we said to Andrew, after we had talked together, boys, there were a time in your mother's life and my life where we decided, am I to give my life to Jesus? And we answered yes. And then there came the time when we had to answer the question, Jesus, are we willing to take our kids and our lives and go overseas and serve? And we answered yes. And yet now that we're, as a family, coming in and out of Somalia, Ruth and I, we have to answer the question, not the question, am I willing to live for Jesus? But there's a real possibility that your parents have to answer the question, are we as a family willing to die for Jesus? And that was an important time in my family's life. To ask the question, is Jesus worth it? And not me walking some aisle or being baptized in some church or growing up in a Christian community, are Somalis worth my taking Jesus to them to the extent that it might cost me my life? And as a family, we had to answer the question, yes, Jesus was worth it. But after watching the waste of all those years and watching a whole generation of believers wiped out, and I'm repeating this stuff, is truly greater is He that is in me than He's in the world? Show me where love is greater than hate. Show me where salvation works in this kind of environment. Now, I know in my back of my mind, the problem is, for 2,000 years of Christian history, no one really tried to take the gospel to these people. I went to a researcher, and he looked at me, one of the greatest researchers in the Western world, and he said, oh, you all are the ones who have the audacity to take your faith to Somalis. And I said, yes, a doctor. He had a doctor of philosophy. But, you know, Somalis are not very responsive to the gospel. And he came across the table after me, and he said, how dare you? How dare you say that any peoples on the planet are not responsive to the gospel when they've had no chance to respond?
Thanks for listening. If you want to know more about our ministry, just go to nickripken.com.